Blog Talk Radio.
There's another problem that marriages face. Both partners focus on relationships outside of the marriage. Work, children, people, friends, and all like that. When you focus on other relationships outside of the marriage, how are you going to focus on you? You can't focus on you. It comes a time you got to let everybody do their thing. Because you're overwhelming yourself physically, mentally, you're trying to hold on, you've done your role, and you're trying to redo it over again. You can't re-raise your children. You can't rework. You don't work 8 hours. You can't work 16 hours a day, 12 hours a day every day, and expect to hold a marriage together without putting time in. It just ain't going to work. Amen. The same way by Christ. You got to put time in. You got to take time out of it. And once you get it down pat, get your prayer life down pat, then you see, you know what? It's not that person. It's Satan that's trying to tear him up and me up too. Trying to tear my children up, my family up, the church up. That's what the enemy does. We have to begin to not focus in, you know, because people are not going to live your life for you. You can't focus on relationships outside of the marriage to the point that it affects your marriage. Amen. We have to, both partners have to focus on that relationship that they're in. That has to be the number one relationship. If it's out of order any kind of way, it won't last. You'll be so miserable, you'll begin to get sick. You've got to put it back in focus. You can't focus on people. You can't focus on things. You know, because I'm not married to the Rivers Church. Hope House is not married to the River Church. You know, we can't focus on everybody more than we focus on ourselves. We can't do it because, amen, I'm going to live a long time. I'm telling you right now. Come on, somebody. Amen. We both here. We're going to live a long time. So we're not going to, amen, just stand and just be stressed out over this, that, and all like that. Because that ain't going to change. You being stressed out, you got to get a prayer life, 30 days of prayer. Amen. You got to do it because fussing and all that stuff, all it do is drain. I know. I got a book, a medal, a certificate, a degree, and all that stuff. And the only thing it does is make you feel worse. The other person don't feel bad because they ain't upset you are emotionally. You know, and that's what and another Donald Sparrow in America, since we're having a wedding today, and we're talking about Islam. You already have emotionally divorced the person, even though you with them. You already have emotionally divorced the person. So how can you really pray for the person if emotionally you have already divorced them? Come on, somebody. We're talking about married people. And so those that are talking about getting married, you got to make sure that your emotions is right before you decide to get married. Or go into a marriage with your emotions messed up. You can't. Don't go into a marriage with your emotions already messed up. So then you bringing that to, not to that person. Because you don't think you are, and you really not bringing it to the person. It's just something that's on the inside of you. But when you marry somebody, you don't just marry them. You marry them and all their children, all their bills, all their credit. You can marry all the problems they got, all the problems you got, all the problems their family got, and all that. That's why you can't have all that stuff in your house. Because guess what? You can't handle all of that. You can only handle the stuff that y'all keep. So if this person here got a whole bunch of stuff, don't get involved in that. Don't marry. Because you know it's too much luggage. You got a hard enough time trying to stay safe yourself. Oh, Jesus, another day. Ain't nothing happening. You're just saying, oh, Jesus. The day ain't good. Ain't nothing happening. You ain't got no problem. But, oh, Jesus, the day is so bad already. And you ain't even spoken to nobody. But it's bad. You broken. That's how, you can tell how hurt you is. As soon as you get up, oh, Lord, it's another day's turn. And I ain't glad about it. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to, you know, we have to resist the silent crushing that the enemy is trying to put on the inside of us. We got to resist it because there's a solid crushing he's doing. This is an underhand agent. He's sending demonic spirit to try to, amen, get us off the track. And so we have to understand that those are the things that the enemy tries to do to make everything be out of order in our lives and to make us be disturbed. But we can't take on everybody's stuff. Can't do it. You can't get tied up and stuff. But I can't carry mine and everybody else. It's inhuman to do. You just can't physically do it, emotionally do it. You have to make sure that your house, the Bible says, love starts at home and then spread abroad.
Yeah.
So your unwillingness to submit to God determines the level of operation that God releases to protect you. Come on, somebody. Your unwillingness to submit to God determines the authorization that God has been released in your life to protect you. How many want God to be authorized to protect you? So you have to be willing to submit to Him. Come on, is that good?
Amen.
Be willing to submit to His word. Huh? Be willing to submit. Because your reaction to God and a man or woman of God, your action to their instruction determines the access you receive also to hear from God. Come on, is that good?
Amen.
Your reaction. Me and co-pastor tell you stuff, give you counseling stuff. Even we made mistakes. Because we ain't wrote the Bible, we tell you what the Bible said. We ain't perfect, but we tell you what the Bible said, right? But your reaction to me, your reaction to a co-pastor, she tell you as a woman of God, I tell you as a man of God, you know, when I counsel you, when I talk to you, when I minister to you, your reaction to that word, right, would determine the access that you have given your pastor and the access you have given God to help you through the problem. Come on, is that good? Your reaction. So your reaction to this word this morning, don't dismiss it. Because, you know, because you're receiving this, this is helping you, this is building your spirit. Amen. This is going to determine the level of access that you give God access in your life. See, you can read a lot of word, but the only word that matters is the word that you're willing to do. That's what matters, the word you're willing to do and the word you're willing to receive. Your reaction cannot to God must be good toward Him. When your action to God is good, then your action to your spouse will be good. Come on. Amen. In my closing, you know, you need to have a meeting to break down a basic natural responsibilities in the home. You know, you have to have a meeting, a basic breakdown of natural responsibilities. It's something that every couple have to have. You know, to break down the natural responsibility. Especially now you have a lot of people that are living with husband and wife. You know, you don't find too many married people just living by themselves only nowadays. You don't really just see that. You know, you got a lot of them, but some you still don't. So you got to have a basic plan and a line drawn that, hey, this is, you can't cross this line. You know what I mean? I can't cross. Because if you cross anybody's marriage, then what happened is, then you cross God. Why? Because it's a what? Covenant. See, it's not an agreement, but what? It's a covenant. And so no matter if you dislike the wife or the husband, but when you come against a covenant, things just won't work out for you. It's best to leave the married couple alone because that is, man, that's right up there with salvation. You can't tell nobody they're not saved. The only person that can tell somebody they're not saved is God. The pastor can't do it. Come on. So when they were standing on the cross, when Jesus was on the cross, and the thief that was there, he saw his Lord, remember me. He hadn't tithed, he hadn't gave no money, he hadn't went out of witness, he hadn't did that. He was hanging on the cross, God didn't. But he said, Lord, remember me, right? And so we have to understand that God is the one that has a final say so. Oh,
amen.
Amen. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. your marriage ain't no good, that person bad, and all of that, the woman ain't no good, whatever. Whether they good or not, let that person determine that. Don't never speak against no one. Amen. When you see somebody with a gun or they got a knife or they trying to point at somebody, now you need to speak up for that. That's totally different. But I'm just talking about, you know, in natural everyday things, you know, you're supposed to warn somebody, somebody's trying to kill them or something like that, you know what I mean? But I'm talking about, you know, just natural wear and tear, natural relationship that a man or woman God has ordained in a marriage, you know, we need to pray for the marriage. Say pray.
Pray.
We're going to pray for Sister Mo and Brother Reggie's marriage. Say pray.
Pray.
We're not going to talk about it. We're going to do what?
Pray.
Pray about it. Is that all right? We're going to pray about our relationship, our marriage. Because guess what? One day you're going to be married. Most everybody here talking is at least one opposite sex, whether you say it's a friend or not. None of us want to be lonely.
Amen.
Oh, I wish this. I'll be getting deep on me now. You know? Come on.
Amen.
Is that all right? You talking to somebody, something of the opposite. Amen. So what we have to do is we have to pray for relationships that we see that are struggling or relationships that we see can improve. Because you can be judging the marriage and they ain't even judging it. They find it like they is. You say it's bad, but they say it's good. Or they just going through a challenge. Most of us just going through challenges anyway. Because most of us, sometimes I say stuff, hopefully I don't know what I'm talking about. Sometimes she say stuff, I don't know what the hell stuff she's talking about. But she's talking just as clear as day. And I still don't know what she's talking about. But that's just the difference of a man and a woman. That's not going to change. So what? It takes what? Work. I'm just as clear as she think I'm the craziest, stupidest, ignorant hell knock on the 2 feet. I think it's sad and psycho. Something, I don't even know what's wrong, you know. And you know what you be saying in your mind. Crazy. You know what I mean? And you ain't even doing nothing, you feel. But that is the difference between two people. So that's why it takes work. You can't be separated all the time. You can't be running all over the street, downtown, over here, by the aisle, hanging out, and all like that. You can't be doing all that somebody you're married now. You can't do that because then somebody's going to creep at your back door. Your neighbor's watching your back door. Don't think they're not. Your neighbor's watching. They're going to see where they can get in. Because when most people don't have nobody, they're trying to break up anybody they can get together with. You know what I mean? They're not intentionally doing it. It's just a natural thing. Sometimes that men do it. Now you find it used to be women. Now men do it. It got some more than women. Never seen so many men on Facebook telling me about all the color of their underwear, all kind of stuff, size they muscles, and all kind of crazy stuff. I ain't never seen it. They put colors in their hair today. What do women do that? You know, all kind of stuff. So, you know, and that unstable spirit is attacking male and female now. Is that all right? And so God wants to be stable. Don't let people get you off your track. Because remember now, it's easy to keep them. It ain't just her, him too. And it's cheaper to keep them. If it's salvageable, work on it. But if not, don't kill yourself stabbing, you know, bringing the police in it and all that. Because the police ain't going to change them. Jail ain't changing, folks. You know, only the word is. Amen? Amen. So pray. We just talked a little bit about the power of unity in marriage, how we need to work on it. We need to make it our first priority. If you marry, nothing comes before your marriage. Nothing. Your children don't. Your job don't. Your money don't. Come on, somebody. Your mama don't. Your daddy don't. Your grandparents don't. Because if you put L1 and L that, you get ready to mess your own house up. And the devil ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm just telling you, because that's how powerful that covenant is before God. And then God will step back and just say, well, go ahead. If you don't want to do my word, go ahead. And even the best of people end up getting divorced. Saved people. Leaderships. All types of stuff. And they don't know why. Because we can't put things before. So I can't put the church before co-pastors. He can't put the church before me. Is that all right? So when you're talking about getting married, that's a strong, powerful, serious situation when you're talking about getting married. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So you pray about it, go before God for it. Amen. Before you say, I do. Amen. It's a great thing. It's a good thing. It's a lot of benefit from being married. Amen. Glory to God. When you get sick, you got somebody to go with you and pray with you. Come on, somebody. Is that all right? Two can pay bills better than one if they budget right. But I don't have enough time to go into that. Is that all right? Amen. I just want to give out a few things since we have any waiting on today. Talk about the power of unity of marriage. I never really talked on think this year. I said I was going to. How many got something out of it? Amen. Glory to God. And so our marriage is so very important. Our lives, our decisions that we make will affect the other person. Let us stand. Every decision that we make in our home will affect the other person. You cannot make one decision in your home that don't affect the other person. Even if you let somebody come visit you, how many know the husband got to put up with that visitor? The wife got to put up with that visitor if you allow somebody. Come on, is that all right? Whether it's family, friends, co-worker, whatever, you're not alone, you're not single. Amen. So you break is two, and it's not one. Amen. Most of all, make sure the third person is in it, the person of Jesus Christ, the person of the Holy Ghost. Make sure that he's in the middle of everything that you do. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for the power of unity that we talked about our marriage on today. We talked about home. We talked about the word. We talked about the will of God. We talked about the purpose of God. Lord, let this word go down in their heart. Let them be a receiver of this word, God, that it will encourage them, enlighten them, cause them to grow spiritually. And Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, for everything that has been done and said. We give your name the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We ask co-pastor to take up our tithes and offering. Then we'll have our announcements, and then we will close out and prepare for, amen, our ceremony at 12:30. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Truly God is good. Those who are good now get to our marriage. We, hallelujah, those of us that aspire to be married should have some good notes. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to ask that you come forth with your tithes and your offering at this time. Praise God. Amen. And everyone that's on the Honor God for Christ blog, radio blog, we thank you for tuning in. God bless you. May God continue to keep you. Remember us in prayer. Your prayer requests and your offers can be sent to P.O. Box 612, Hope Mills, North Carolina, 28348. And you can also reach out to us on the website, which is www.riverschurch.org. Amen. Everyone have a blessed day. Thank you.